Steele.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israel's expanded its bombing campaign in southern Gaza following the collapse of its temporary ceasefire with Hamas. CBS's Chris Livesay reports this comes as the U.S. pushes for another pause to free more hostages.
More than 130 hostages remain in the clutches of Hamas. Eight of them are American, including 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin, his mother, Rachel Goldberg.
If Hirsch somehow, somewhere can hear this, just know we love you. Stay strong. Survive. We're coming.
Houthi rebels in Yemen tried attacking several commercial ships in the Red Sea this weekend, but the White House now says the U.S. responded by sending a Navy ship to intervene. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We have every reason to believe that these attacks, while they were launched by the Houthis in Yemen, were fully enabled by Iran.
The U.S. shot down at least three drones. The White House also warned Congress today to get moving on passing more aid for Ukraine. CBS's Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
In this letter from the Office of Management and Budget, they say in so many words, Ukraine's going to run out of money. The U.S. will run out of money to support the war effort, and that includes with munitions, that includes with battlefield equipment.
If that happens, federal officials say Congress would essentially kneecap Ukraine in its war efforts against Russia.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Protesters outside the U.S. Supreme Court today, where justices heard arguments over whether a settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma should protect the Sackler family against opioid-related lawsuits. Chris Gannon's with the Justice Department.
It permits the Sacklers to decide how much they're going to contribute. It grants the Sacklers the functional equivalent of a discharge, what they might get if they themselves were in bankruptcy, though even such a discharge would not extend, as this one does, to claims involving fraud and willful misconduct.
Purdue says there is no settlement without letting the Sacklers off the hook. People in New Hampshire are already digging themselves out of snow as some parts of New England brace for more than half a foot this week. The storms have knocked out power to thousands of homes in Maine and in Vermont. Animal shelters across the country say they are struggling to keep up with all the animals that need care. Kathy Hansen runs animal care centers in New York.
A lot of people are surrendering their animals because of financial pressures. And we think it could also be preventing people from adopting.
Shelters have had to turn animals away because of a lack of space, and they say it puts animals at risk of being euthanized. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steele. Visit your local Steele dealer or go to steeleusa.com/giftguide.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118 on what's been working for him.
Understanding where I need to go with the ball, but they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open. It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
They used the clock. They were letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they were getting first down.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa. The kickoff, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with snow likely. Lows around 26. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Good evening. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, and I do own a black and white TV, and it is a plasma, and I highly recommend them. Welcome to Nightlight. This is our first show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am so thrilled to be here tonight. Here's basically what we're going to do every night here. What our goal is with Nightlight is to engage people. You know, we spend so much of our time talking about movies and TV. Other than sports, that's probably what we talk about the most. What are you watching? What did you see? What do you recommend? What's binge-worthy? What's cringe-worthy? And that's what we want to talk about here tonight and every night from 8 to 10. And in addition to some showbiz talk, we're going to talk about Wisconsin, and we're going to talk about showbiz in Wisconsin. I want to know from all of you, that's right, all 5 million-plus residents of the state. I want to know what's going on in your community. I want to know what kind of culture is happening. Theater. Do you have an independent movie being shot in your town? Did you have a movie shot in your town? Maybe you had a big Hollywood movie shot in your town. We'll talk about all of it. I'm going to talk a little bit about where I'm from and what's happened in my corner of Wisconsin. And I want to talk about what's happening in your neck of the woods and in the state. So we're going to talk about Hollywood. We're going to talk about Wisconsin. And we're going to talk about how the two intertwine, what we're watching. It's just going to be a really fun discussion every night. And that's exactly what I want it to be. I want people to engage. I want to hear from you guys. Our text line, it's 920-264-0606. You can call or text at any point and join the discussion. It's open to all. And I had the idea for the show because basically my whole adult life, I've been in entertainment in one form or the other. I was born in Chicago, moved to Marinette, Wisconsin when I was in junior high and went to Marinette Catholic Central, which is now St. Thomas Aquinas. And then I went back to Chicago to DePaul and started doing stand-up comedy while I was there. And I went out and started touring all over after that, made several TV appearances, which was really fun. And then I moved to L.A. And when I was in L.A., I got lucky enough to sell some screenplays, still did some comedy, some acting. Soaked it up, loved Hollywood for the 14 years I was there. It was a real blast, and I had some phenomenal experiences, met some great people, many of whom I'm hoping can join me on Nightlight from time to time, and we have actually a couple of them this week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll find out what they're watching, what they're working on. And I've been back in Wisconsin for about 10 years now, hosting a show about movies on PBS Wisconsin. And primarily independent film. And I have a huge love of independent film, too. I've written movies myself. I've sold screenplays. I've sold several screenplays. Only one of them got made from MGM. It's called A Guy Thing. And I was a co-writer on that. And then I made a film, an independent film, called The Godfather of Green Bay, which we shot here in Northeast Wisconsin. We had Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Lance Barber, Thomas Lennon, Eric Price, Mark Borchardt. We had a great contingency of Wisconsin people and Hollywood people that we brought together for that, too. So I guess this is a theme in my adult life, combining the two. But we're going to, you know, so anyway, my connection to Wisconsin is that. It's I love the film scene here. I talk to Wisconsin directors on the TV show I host. And now I thought, you know, let's bring it to radio because we have more time. We can really get into what people are doing, what's happening in the state culturally, and we can interview some really cool, creative people. So that's what we're going to do. But it's going to work even better if you guys join in and join the discussion. Tell us what you love and what you don't. And that's Nightlight. That's what we'll do here every night from 8 to 10. And as much as I worked in show business, I'm a fan. So that's kind of what we can do, too, is we're just talking about it. Nightlight, by the way, I have to introduce a very important cog in the whole Nightlight family here, which is just me as of right now. But I'm going to introduce the show's producer, Conrad. Conrad Krieger, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Conrad?
How's it going? Good to be here.
It's great to have you here because I don't know how to run the board. Let's just be honest. I don't know what I'm doing. I need you.
Well, that makes it sound like you thinking, no, I know what I'm doing, you know?
Well, one of us better. This is a marriage of necessity, young man. So Conrad is quite a bit younger than me, even though I'm in my extremely late 20s. Conrad is in his early 20s. So we'll have a nice back and forth, too, with what Conrad is watching on a nightly basis and what I'm watching. What do you think? What are you watching, Conrad? What have you been watching?
I've been, you know, one thing, I've been going through a bunch of different apps. Netflix, you know, Paramount Plus, Peacock, a bunch of different ones. But one of my favorite ones I found is called Upload, and it's on Prime Video. And, you know, it's based in the future. You can upload your consciousness to, like, a luxurious digital afterlife, pretty much.
Wow.
So once you think you're going to pass away soon, you can upload it, and that's, like, forever you're in pretty much a resort that you can do anything you want. Anything.
Wow. Does so, it cost anything? That sounds great.
Yeah. Basically what it is, you know, one guy, he actually gets murdered, but he thinks it was just an accident. He gets uploaded and he finds someone who thinks he got murdered too. And then they go on a little adventure while he's in the afterlife. The person who's on the other side can go back and forth with, like, VR goggles and stuff.
Okay.
And they try to figure out who killed him.
So it's a mystery.
But it's also really funny.
Nice. Oh, so. I love a good mystery comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old days, it seems like with the sitcoms, it was joke, joke, joke. Now I like how they kind of weave comedy into horror or mystery or drama. It's like, to me, more comedy, the better. Hey, why don't you tell people what our question of the night is? Because I think they need to know. We want people to join in and tell us what they think. So
you can call or text in for this question. It's what Christmas movie you never get tired of watching? Every year, you're watching it.
You can't turn it off, basically.
Yeah,
you turn
exactly.
on a Christmas movie, you see it's on, you're about to go to bed, but oh, it's on. I can't turn it off. Or you just decide I'm going to watch it. What is the Christmas movie you cannot turn off? And we want to hear from you guys and tell them the number, Conrad, that they can text or call.
So if you download the Civic Media app and select WGBW as your station, you can call or text in from there. But you can also call in 920-264-0606.
All right. That sounds awesome. And don't hesitate because we really, you know, we want the show to be as interactive as possible. And Conrad saw that. I'm going to say what I watched this weekend. I finished actually watching it this weekend. It was a show called Lioness. So Taylor Sheridan created the show Yellowstone, and I kind of had a love-hate relationship with that show. I really liked it at first, then it got insane to me. I don't understand where it was going. But Taylor Sheridan also wrote Hell or High Water, which is a great movie. And he's an incredibly talented guy, but he signed like a 12-picture deal, and he's churning out TV shows like it's going out of style. And one of the shows is Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone. And I like Sylvester Stallone, his body of work. He's a survivor. He's great. But it's kind of like an imitation of a TV show. But Lioness with Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, a really underrated, phenomenal actor named Michael Kelly. is on Paramount Plus. Great show. 8 episodes, burn through it. It's like a covert ops type show. Highly recommend it. Lioness, it's called. And that's what I spent my weekend watching. 8 episodes in about 3 days. And that is serious binge watching, folks. What is your record? What have you binge watched and blown through faster than anything? I'll tell you my record. My wife and I, we like the show Bosch a lot. It's a great detective show. Starring kind of an anti-hero. He's not a steroid guy. He's not an overly macho guy. He's just a gritty dude. The actress Titus Welliver, and he plays Bosch. Anyway, the last episode, the last season of Bosch came out 2 years ago. We thought, all right, we'll watch, 4 episodes tonight. We'll finish it this weekend. 8 episodes in 3 days. Very doable. Nope. We ended up doing 8 episodes in one night, ordered takeout, never left the couch, and we blew through an entire season. Do you have a story like that? Feel free to share that too. The question tonight is, what is the Christmas movie you cannot turn off? No matter how many times you've seen it, you'll still watch it. What is that movie?
Pete, we just got a call in, and she is on right now.
Put her on. Put her through, Conrad with a K.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Well, this isn't a movie, but in my mid-60s, Christmas isn't Christmas for me unless I have seen a Charlie Brown Christmas.
You know what? What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy, I am so glad you called because I had made a list here before the show of all my favorite Christmas movies, and you're right. I thought this isn't a movie, but it has to be on there because Charlie Brown Christmas is Christmas. I mean, when we were growing up, it's not – you had to watch it every year, right? There was no streaming. It was just TV, and it was on every year. Yep. And if you missed it, you felt like your life was over, right?
Yep.
So who
still
your,
do?
Did you see it this year? Probably hasn't been on.
Well, yet, no, actually. Because it's not on the regular channels anymore. So now I have to go to the library and rent a DVD. But I will
that
do
is
that
old school.
Year. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You should watch it right at the library. Think about it, Cindy. Do you have like a little, like a Charlie Brown party? You need to have friends over, make some popcorn, and put a little.
No, I haven't done that yet, but I guess that's probably a thought. But I think it's just not Christmas without Charlie Brown.
It's not. And I just gave you an idea. You got to go out and you got to buy a bad tree, have your friends over and decorate it. A Charlie Brown Christmas tree brought to you by Cindy. I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
Cindy, thanks for the call. Have a great holiday season.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you. Okay, so there we go. Charlie Brown, and I knew somebody was going to say that, Conrad with a K. Somebody was going to say Charlie Brown Christmas. Did you tell people yet that you spell your name with a K?
I mean.
Did we cover that?
We did not.
It doesn't need to be covered. I mean, I got a crazy name I have to spell every time too. So Schwabba, I literally have to spell it to everybody. So Conrad with a K, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I have to spell that too. If I, with a C, it's like, oh well, because it sounds the same with the C or the K, but.
So boring though, with a C.
Yeah, right?
Like your parents,
it has to be
least,
with K.
Your parents are creative people. They should call in and tell us what they're watching. Conrad's parents, if you're listening, we want to hear from you. Did you ever see Charlie Brown Christmas, Conrad?
I have, but not in a very long time.
No? How does that... You're a little younger than me. Not too crazy younger. Do you like that? Does it hold up?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You enjoy it?
I actually like the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving's outstanding. And of course, Halloween is great. Too.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I only watch it for Snoopy, though.
For Snoopy? Oh. That's so awesome. I didn't know that the younger generations had taken to. Now, I mean, I'm in my extremely late 20s, so I can still relate. But all right, we're going to talk about a Hollywood legend coming up in just a few minutes. So stick with us. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Indian man.
One of my favorites, the Big Lebowski. It is Jeff Bridges' birthday today, ladies and gentlemen. He is 74 years old. He's just an actor for the ages. And the guy is like, this is what I love when people say I want to be an actor. Jeff Bridges isn't like that most handsome guy in the world. He's not, he's just a regular looking guy. And that is why in my opinion, he's been so successful in all of his movies. And one of the ones I like the most is The Fabulous Baker Boys. Fisher King was great. But The Last Picture Show is a classic. And you can catch that in black and white. I'll watch that on my plasma. He's phenomenal. If you have not seen The Last Picture Show, I highly recommend it. So we're going to talk about Jeff Bridges in just a couple of minutes and The Big Lebowski, which is my favorite Jeff Bridges movie. But first, we got some texts here. Christmas Vacation is an undisputed classic. Nothing beats Cousin Eddie's fake turtleneck. I don't think I'm breaking FCC rules here when I say it's called a dickie. That is an actual term. Conrad, did you know that? You did not. I would recommend... You got to have a Dickie for the holidays. Go out and buy yourself one. You could probably pick one up at TJ Maxx or Ross or probably Goodwill, quite frankly. Christmas movie you cannot turn off, folks. That's what we're asking. Here's another one. Elf. My kids love it. Feel free to leave your name, folks. I want to know who's texting us. So feel free to use your name. Elf. My kids love it every year. They are now in their late 20s and watch it when they all come home. That's so awesome. Hey, fellas. Chris Elf, I'm here. Okay. A Christmas Story with Ralphie and The Holiday with Jude Law. Okay. I've not seen The Holiday. So, Conrad, have you seen A Christmas Story? Okay. I don't get it. I'm one of those people. It's fine. I don't know how it is a classic. I know his tongue gets stuck and he can't pull it off and there's the leg lamp. I get it. I like it. But the fact that this is like America's movie when it comes to Christmas, or so it seems at times, I don't understand that, and I'll be honest.
I think it shows a dysfunctional family, you know, who's going through a holiday.
You think that's dysfunctional?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come over to my house for Christmas dinner, buddy. I'll show you dysfunctional. Yeah, I get it. There's a charm to that, for sure. But you like it. It's one of your faves.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then someone texted in It's a Wonderful Life, which is also... not only a great holiday movie, maybe one of the best movies of all time. Interestingly enough, I did not see It's a Wonderful Life. My wife showed that to me probably when I was like 25. I hadn't seen it. I've never seen it. Have you seen it, Conrad?
I have.
Okay. So I'm watching this movie. It's kind of one of those things. You start dating someone. It's like, all right, fine. I'll watch your little Christmas movie. Bald, I could not stop crying at the end when he's holding his daughter. That moment where Jimmy Stewart is holding his daughter and he's so scared about the future and what's happening. And I think everyone in show business can relate to this. He's clinging to her and asking God for help. It's just one of the most beautiful moments in cinema, in my opinion. So It's a Wonderful Life is definitely a classic and one I can't turn off either. So, okay, so we started to, and keep those coming, folks. What is the movie you cannot turn off? Christmas movie you cannot turn off. But it's Jeff Bridges' birthday. Did I say that right? It's Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges' birthday. He's 74. He was The Big Lebowski. If you haven't seen The Big Lebowski, I highly recommend it. I saw it in 19, I think it came out in 98. I saw it, and I got to be honest, I was new to LA. I didn't really get it, but I have a writing partner named Greg Liana who one night we were working on a script and he said, I'm telling you, give it another chance. And I did, and it's now one of my all-time favorites. The stuff you miss the first time, it's just a great film. So do we have another? We have another clip, right, from the Big Lebowski, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
Let's play that. Let's hear some more Big Lebowski.
Mr. Treehorn tells us that he had to eject you from his garden party, that you were drunk and abusive.
Mr. Treehorn treats...
We'll play a different one.
Oh! Yeah, we
in the limo, you son of a... No
hey,
argument.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here.
Perfect. I wasn't sure if we bleeped out the appropriate words in that other clip, so we needed to bail on that. Sorry, I didn't mean to panic you. Careful, man, there's a beverage here. Classic Big Lebowski line. Great film, set in L.A. All centers around a guy who calls himself the Dude. His rug is stolen of his crappy little L.A. apartment or walk-up. And the whole movie is just a caper film about him trying to get his rug back. It's a very simple plot. Great characters along the way. John Goodman is great. Steve Buscemi, Julianne Moore. Amy Mann is funny, and it's Sam Elliott. Who doesn't love Sam Elliott? So if you haven't seen The Big Lebowski, I highly recommend it. Let's get that clip ready where they're talking about the toe, if we could do that. In the meantime, I'm going to read this. Die Hard. I knew this was coming, right? A texter says Die Hard. You know what we'll do? Maybe later in the week we'll really discuss if that's actually a Christmas movie. Most people seem to say it is. What do you think, Conrad?
I don't think it is. I know it's set during that time, but like, there's nothing Christmas-like about it.
I agree. Other than the time it's set.
But yeah, exactly.
You could say that about a lot of movies, mm-hmm. like Lethal Weapon, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. That's set around the holidays. I wouldn't call it a Christmas movie. Here's a great Lethal Weapon fact. I was watching it with my son about 3 years ago during COVID, and he hadn't seen it. And I said, all right, put it in. I wanted to see if it held up. So we put the movie in. There's a scene toward the end where Danny Glover is going crazy on the people who threatened his family. He blows up a bus. He shoots people. Mel Gibson goes after him. He's got a machine gun, and he's gunning people down. Neither one of them are dressed like cops. Mel Gibson doesn't have a shirt on. He's got a long hair 80s mullet, and he's carrying like a high-powered machine gun. And he's walking through a crowd of people, and a couple beat cops go, hey, whoa, buddy, slow down. They don't know he's a cop. Like, that's not, it's like, oh no, it's a movie. We know we're in a movie, so we're going to tell them. But I don't think that's a Christmas movie either. So I like Die Hard a lot, but I wouldn't say it's a Christmas movie. Having said that, you can watch it around Christmas for sure. Okay, more text. It's A Wonderful Life, pure classic. That's from Jim in Appleton. He can't turn off A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott. I have never seen that movie. Thank you for the recommendation. Jim. So A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott, pardon me, and It's a Wonderful Life. We're getting another Wonderful Life. Let's play the Dude. Do we have time to play the Dude, the toe scene? Are we cutting it close?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, let's hear it.
That wasn't Big Lebowski. Her toe, Dude.
Whose toe was it, Walter?
Should I know? I do know that nothing about it indicates...
Man, the nail polish, Walter.
Fine, Dude. As if it's impossible to get some nail polish, apply it to someone else's toe.
Someone else? Where the f*** are they going to get...
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. Believe me. There are ways, Dude. You don't want to know about it. Believe me.
Yeah, but Walter...
Hell, I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish.
That's a tall order. So that's the Big Lebowski. I would say, one of my all-time favorites. Happy birthday, Jeff Bridges. Maybe we can play another clip from that later in the show. We'll see. But we've got a lot of show coming up, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab. In just a few minutes, we are going to talk to the host of a national morning show that will make us laugh and start our day off right. He's coming up. He's an old friend and a great stand-up comedian, too. Text us your favorite or call in your favorite Christmas movie your Christmas movie you can't turn off. Call or text. We want to hear from you guys. Great text so far. It's Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Israel's push into southern Gaza is being treated differently than its offensive in the north.
We do not want to see a military campaign in the south that looks like the north. And what we mean by that, we do not want to see the same level of civilian casualties. We do not want to see the same level of mass displacement.
The Biden administration pushes Congress to take action on stalled Ukraine aid. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland.
All this wrangling is going on in Congress to provide military aid. They should always keep in mind the happiest person listening to that particular debate is Vladimir Putin.
The Supreme Court weighs an opioid settlement in the Purdue Pharma case that would shield members of the Sackler family from civil lawsuits. Purdue Pharma attorney Gregory Gare.
This case illustrates how third-party releases can and do directly advance the core objectives of bankruptcy in appropriate and appropriately limited circumstances.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with snow likely. Lows around 26. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike, Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The only food I had was a big case of cinnamon twists someone left behind. But that kept me alive till I was rescued. Ever since, donuts for me have represented life and hope and home.
It's an amazing story, Tooney, and it sounds a lot like the plot to that Matt Damon movie, The Martian.
Really?
Yeah, everything except those cinnamon twists.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, and that was a clip from the National Morning Show, Tune In With Me on MeTV. And joining us now is the host of said program, Bill Leff. Bill, thanks for being here.
Pete, can I talk to you for just a second?
Yeah. Just a second, though.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's radio. I've changed my mind about being a guest on the show tonight.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
I feel what?
Can you hang with me for a few minutes till we find someone else?
I'd prefer not to. I just think there's a lot going on in the world right now, and for you and I to just, you know, be frivolous and goof around, it's inappropriate. So
wait a minute.
I can't be on tonight. I feel bad.
Isn't that what you do every day on your show?
Yeah, I guess. But
I'm not trying to check you. I'm just saying.
How well do you know Conrad, the producer? Do you know him pretty well?
Listen, not really. Not really that well. Why? What's up?
He calls me at home, which, you know, that's the plan. The producer calls you at home. And then he goes, hey, thanks for doing this. And I go, you're welcome. And he goes, how long have you and Pete known each other? And I go, you know, since the war. And he goes, oh, tell me more about that. And I go, well, we fought on opposite sides. Don't bring it up on the air.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, we're going to put you on hold for a minute, and then Pete will talk to you. And I go, fine. And then real quietly under his breath, he goes, later tonight, I'm going to come to your house and strangle you in your sleep.
That doesn't sound like my Conrad.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't know why he would say that.
I wouldn't worry about it, Bill. I didn't give him your address, just your phone number. And you can't really
he
do
had
much
my
the
address.
Phone. What? Conrad.
He had my address.
That'll
and he
do.
Had my sub club number.
You know what I'm going to do, Bill? Just because we're
what?
Friends later, after the show, Conrad
yeah.
is going to get a talking to.
A stern talking to.
Yes, thank you. A stern talking to.
Good. then I'll be on your show then.
All right. I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks so
you
much.
You talked me into it. You're the best.
So you've got a statewide audience here, Bill. I don't know if everybody knows about Tune In With Me, but tell us a little bit about the program Tune In With Me on the MeTV network.
All right. 3.5 years ago, the bosses at MeTV said, we need to do a show that reminds people of their childhood, a show that kind of captures the flavor of what mornings and afternoons used to be in the 50s and 60s and 70s when a kid would wake up and he'd watch a cartoon show. Then he'd go to school and waste 6 or 7 hours. Then he'd come home. He'd come home and there'd be another cartoon show on and he could watch his favorite cartoons every day. And there was always a crazy host and wacky characters. And they said, let's put a show like that together because it's no one's done it in years. So they did this big search. I was going to say talent search, but I got the job. So we both know that it was just a search.
A general search.
General search. And I've been doing it ever since.
It's a great show.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a lot
you
of
seem
fun.
Like you have a lot of fun with it. And I love that clip where you're telling him about, first of all, Tooney, as a sidekick,
yeah.
very resourceful.
Isn't
you guys
he,
seem to get along well.
Yeah. Yeah. I like people. You've known this about me for a long time, but for people who don't know me, I like anything spongy. You know, if something is spongy, I'm a fan. And he's very spongy. He's a tuna, but his material is such that you can touch it and go, oh, that's spongy. So I think that's the key to our friendship.
Hey, whatever works. And you just gave Conrad a tip. He is not going to show up to kill you tonight with a spongy product.
If one good thing comes out of this, let that be it.
I totally agree. So
did you know they added me to Svengoolie's show, too?
I did not know. Oh, my God.
That's a recent development. That's over the last few months. I'm now a character on Svengoolie's show, not every Saturday, but almost every Saturday. And that's not a bad job either.
No. I'll have to check that out. Same network, I assume. Yeah.
It's also MeTV. I did a character on Tune In With Me called Nostalgia Feratu, who's an 800-year-old vampire who loves old TV shows and movies. So that character is now on both shows.
If you're 800 years old, wouldn't you just kind of appreciate any medium? old, new. I would camp out for Happy Days if I had nothing to watch before that, you know.
Well, that's the thing you have to think about when you're forming a character is what are the parameters? And you'd say to yourself, an 800-year-old guy or vampire has seen a lot of things in his life. So would Flipper entertain him? And the answer is yes. He would be very, very happy to watch an episode or two of Flipper.
I would think so. But, you know, maybe he's jaded somehow and not a very easy guy to please. So
I would think that he would say to himself, anything I can watch, I'm 800 years old, so anything I can watch that is enjoyable, I'm going to do so.
Right.
You know,
most of the scene things he's seen have been reality based. He doesn't really have the pleasure of film or, you know, even video for that matter.
That's true.
He just has to reenact every thought for people. So Tune In With Me. Have people, like, obviously adults who are our age or a little younger or a little older probably love it for the cartoons. You got Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck. Kids, is the idea to get parents to watch it and show their kids and reintroduce the kids to these cartoons? Have parents and kids taken to it? What are your Nielsen ratings, Bill?
The Nielsen rate, actually, if I can brag for a second.
Sure.
For the last calendar year, which was 2022, we were number eighth nationally in that time slot. We're on kind of early, you know, depending on what city you're in.
Yeah.
We're either on at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. But we came in eighth nationally, which is amazing because we were up against, you know, we're up against everything from Good Morning America to the Today Show to Fox News to ESPN.
Yeah.
And we did all right. We did very well.
You're doing better than that awful Matt Lauer?
Matt Lauer plays a character on the show, so I can't badmouth Matt Lauer.
He's toony, isn't he? I knew something was going on there with the cinnamon twist.
Yes. Matt Lauer's been doing the voice of toony since the beginning. When they started the show, I said to the guy whose idea it was, is this a kid's show that has adult humor or is this an adult show that has kid humor? And he goes, I'll let you figure that out. And we're 3.5 years into it, and I still don't know the answer to that question.
I'm talking with Bill Left, the host of Tune In With Me on MeTV every morning, a nationally syndicated show. Great fun. And have you found that groove, Bill? What do you think it is?
I think if we can pull this off, we're both. You know, when we were kids, there was very little by way of entertainment that was fun for the whole family. Remember that you hear that phrase? It's fun for the whole family.
Right.
And you go, I don't think it is. I think there's members of my family that don't like this. Right. But with this show, it kind of reaches both levels. You know, I used in my head The Simpsons as an example of something that works for kids on one level and adults on another.
Totally.
And when writing scripts for Tune In With Me, I always use that as a guide going, that joke won't be understood by everybody, but the people who like it should like it a lot. So let's go with it.
Nice. And you you guys did a format change recently, right? Didn't you kind of change what you were doing in the set and that kind of thing? How's that working out?
Yeah. It depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you, Bill. On your last night on Earth, thanks to Conrad. What do you think?
They decided about a year ago, you know, the show was conceived during COVID. So we really could only be in the studio. We couldn't go to locations and do stuff. We couldn't have guests in the studio. Mm-hmm. So at the time we had a third cast member, and between Kevin and Layla and myself, we were playing a whole bunch of different characters. But then once COVID lifted up, they said, let's take the show out and do stuff outside. So we started, you know, visiting arboretums and button shops and, you know, strange places.
Yeah.
And the show's taken on a little bit of a different flavor. Some people like it. Some people don't. It's, you know, if you don't try new stuff, where are you going? You know, you got to always try new things and evolve. So
definitely,
we've been doing that the last year, and a lot of people love it. So
was
and it... I have a list of names of people who don't that I'd like to read.
Give it to Conrad.
All right.
Was it hard to make the jump from adult film star to the host? No. Oh, sorry. I think I got my questions mixed up. So do you have a favorite cartoon build? Like when you play these clips, are you like, oh, cool, I like Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck? What are your favorites to play, and what were your favorites as a kid?
The favorites as a kid are still the favorites today. There's something so wonderful in the Max Fleischer Popeye cartoons of the 1940s because they spared no expense when it came to animating everything. You know, if you grew up in the late 60s or the early 70s into the 80s and 90s, cartoons got really cheap and mostly awful. You know, there was nothing really happening. Good to the people who love Scooby-Doo and stuff, but when you look at it, you go, this is sad animation because nothing's happening really, you know? But when you go back and you watch these Fleischer cartoons from the 40s where everything's moving, and I'll just give you a quick example. You know that if a car is driving down a road, a bump is going to come, and when they hit the bump, somebody's hat's going to fly up in the air and land on their heads. You know it's coming, but it's still funny. It still works, and it's beautifully animated, too. And it doesn't work in real life because I've tried it.
You've gone for a lot of bumps. And that's like Bugs Bunny is like Groucho, or isn't that who he's based on? I mean, I never get sick of watching Bugs Bunny.
He's a combination of Groucho Marx and Cary Grant. There's a suaveness to him that, well, you know, Pete, because you're a very suave person. Wow, you either have that suave or you don't have the suave.
Correct. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
So we've known each other quite a while, I would say.
A long time.
You've done a lot of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about your stand-up career? Was that your way into show business? Because I think a lot of people listening are like, well, how did he get to host a show? And how did he do this? And so we met when we both did stand-up. And I know you have funny stand-up stories. So I would love for you to tell one or two of them.
I will tell all of them. I have over 1,000 of them. And I'd like to, because I want this to go on a long time so that Conrad truly doesn't come to my house and strangle me.
Listen, it's like, Yeah, it's like when Bart Simpson sang the HMS Pinafore to get Sideshow Bob, or he got Sideshow Bob to sing the HMS Pinafore to prolong his death. Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's my plan. All right, so what happened was I was doing improv. I was taking classes at Second City, and I was in an improv group. And we would go and we'd perform, and we'd get $100. When the night was over, they would give us $100. And there was 10 of us. So we would each walk away with $10. Sometimes less because
clear?
The booker would want some money too. Yeah,
okay.
Clear.
Sweet.
It's not bad. I mean, once you have to declare it on your taxes, so they're going to take a chunk.
And they'll come after you.
They have.
Oh, no.
So I was talking to our mutual friend, Jeff Garland, one time.
Oh,
I said, I really enjoy this so much, but I'm not making any money. Most jobs cost me money. And he goes, do stand up. You'll do better. You'll get all the money. You won't have to share it with anybody.
That's
and
a good
girl. Oh, I said, yeah, that sounds right. And then immediately I was making more money, and not that it should ever be about money, but when it comes to making fairly decent money and no money, you'd be a goof not to take the fairly decent money, right?
Absolutely. I think
so. I did that. My math is correct, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
So I did that for 10 years and it was fantastic. I loved doing it. But my wife and I wanted to have kids, and I didn't want to travel. You know, I'm sure you experienced this too. When you're in the world of stand-up, you talk to guys on the road, and they're like, yeah, I had a baby last week. And you say, congratulations. And they go, I was in Wichita. I didn't get to see the kid born, but I saw a picture of him. He's a great-looking kid. You know, you're always on the road. You're never with your family, your loved ones. So I was, at the time, I was doing once a week on Danny Bonaducci's show on The Loop.
Oh, yeah.
If I was in Chicago, he said, you have an open invite every Friday. Come on down and just goof off with us for an hour. So I was doing that one time. And during a commercial break, he goes, how's everything going? And I go, Danny, I think I'm going to stop doing stand-up. My wife and I want to have kids. I don't want to travel. And he goes, we'll get a radio show. And I go, oh, all right, that seems easy.
Yeah.
And Jeff Garland goes, you'll get to keep all the money. And I go, you're not even in the story. Why are you in the story?
Jeff Garland's in every story. Hey, Bill, can you stick around for? We literally have one minute. I'd love to hear that. I want to hear some more Jeff Garland. So we'll be back in 1 minute with Bill Leff. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Radio 92. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hours.
Oh, we are, Toonie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in a few hours. Well, a few hours. Actually, about 9 hours.
9 hours?
Yeah, you bet. See, you wanted an authentic taste of summer of 1977, and standing in line for hours to see Star Wars was part of that experience.
Well, can we at least look at the internet on our phones?
Toonie, come on. We didn't have cell phones back then.
Ah, nuts.
You know what we did have, though? These authentic trading cards from Star Wars. Star Wars was the first blockbuster to have their own set of trading cards.
Wow, reading those should kill a few minutes.
Hey. That was another clip, of course, from Tune In With Me from MeTV. And joining us tonight here in the studio is Bill Leff, the host.
I don't think I'm in the studio. Am I?
Well, your voice is.
Oh, my voice is, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I just didn't want you to get sued.
Not again.
I know the people of Wisconsin are very litigious people, and the last thing I want is for you to do jail time because you said I was in the studio and I wasn't.
Well, and you just admitted you have $10 in an offshore account from after your improv troupe disappeared mysteriously, so you could keep all the money. So you were doing Jeff Garland, whose number I want, by the way, to be on the show.
Sure.
Yeah. So you got into radio. You were telling us how you got into radio and then TV. I also want to ask you about Major League. Can you talk a little bit about your experience? You played one of the super fans in this awesome cult classic. Well, not cult classic, just a classic sports movie.
You know, it's really strange because when we made it, and I always hear real actors, not guys like me, but real professional actors say, when we were making it, we had no idea it was going to be a hit. Well, that's how Major League was. When we were shooting it, we shot it in, you know, at County Stadium in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I was there for a whole summer. I was there for 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
Just having the time of our lives. And Charlie Sheen was in it, and Tom Berenger was in it, and Corbin Burnson, and the list goes on and on and on. And everyone thought, this is just a movie that, you know, a couple of people will see, and maybe it'll do okay, and maybe not. But now, like, I always hear baseball players, whenever baseball players talk about their favorite movies, it's always in the top two or three, and it's really had a long shelf life, hasn't it?
I would say so. I mean, my kids and their friends all know about it. And, I mean, Yentl is their favorite, but they love Major League right after that.
Yeah. So
you spent a summer in Milwaukee and got paid for all those days?
Yeah. They were casting it, they saw me at the Improv. I was working at one of the comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And then they called me in because they needed somebody with kind of a knowledge of film. I was a film major at Columbia College. And they needed somebody who understood enough about film to be able to, when they were shooting at County Stadium, relate to the audience what they were needed to do in that scene. So they liked me a lot, and they said, we want you to do this thing. And I go, I'll do it, but you have to give me a part in the movie. And we all laughed.
Oh, nice.
Because we knew that wasn't going to happen. And then I hit it off with the director and the producer, a guy named David Ward, who had done The Sting and Malegro Beanfield Wars and a couple of other movies.
Yeah.
And he gave me a part in the movie, and I thought, it's just going to be a line or two, and they're going to cut it anyway. But it was like those Bleacher bums who are kind of in the whole movie. So, yeah, that worked out nice, didn't it?
Great summer, and you don't have to go work Battle Creek and stay at the Super 8 for a weekend.
Right.
Not that there's any. If they're listening, I love them. I'm just saying. That's where I got the call when I had a kid. I was at the Super 8 in Battle Creek.
It was.
No. And Jeff Garland said, you should be at home having a family. You get to keep the whole baby. Can't be in every story.
All right. For those of you listening, Jeff Garland is in Curb Your Enthusiasm. He plays Larry David's agent. Great Chicago actor. Great improv. I have a story about him, and I'm just going to tell this quick if I can. He pulls me aside. My Aunt Jeanette was an actress, and she was at Second City, and so he knew Jeanette. So I think he recognized my last name, because I didn't even know Jeff at the time. And he pulls me aside, and he goes, listen to me. You're going to get your opportunities in this business. Everyone does. The key is to be ready for them. And then he walked away. It was like this comedy angel appearing. I was like, wow. And I really took it to heart. So years later, I had done, I was at a barbecue. It sounded like I'm name dropping if I said it was, but Jeff is at the barbecue. So it had been like, I don't know, 10 years or 8 years since he told me that. So I went up to him and I told him that story. And the whole time I'm telling him the story, he has this kind of smirk on his face. Like, wow, I told this kid that, like, what was I thinking? You know, I was like, so, and he said, it's going to happen. You know, you're going to get your opportunities. So for the rest of the barbecue, Jeff saw me like 5 times and he kept yelling, it's going to happen, Pete. Like he would yell across the yard where people were swimming or over babies' heads. The guy is just hilarious, you know? So
my favorite night with him, we did a one-nighter. And for people who have never done stand-up, a one-nighter is comedy in a place where comedy shouldn't exist. It's not a comedy club. Right. It's a Ramada Inn, and it's the back room in the Ramada Inn where people who I don't know, they don't want to be there, and no one wants to be there, but you do them anyway. Right. So we went and we did a miserable one. Jeff and I did just a horrible one. The MC did 15 minutes, didn't get a single laugh. I went up, I did 25 or 30, same thing. So Jeff goes, I have an idea. So he looks at the bar, and there's a birthday cake on the bar. And he goes, whose cake is this? And one of the bartenders goes, it's for Lois, it's her birthday. And he goes, not anymore. And he hits himself in the face with the cake, and he goes on stage as Cakey the Clown, a clown that only does cake-related humor. They were so afraid of him that they just kept filtering out all through the show.
That is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. How have I never heard that story before? Cakey the Clown. And did he do his full 45 minutes like that?
Yeah, 45 minutes, didn't let up. He would tell. He told Cakey stories about where Cakey grew up. And the audience didn't know what to... They wanted to call 911. They're like, this guy's having a meltdown. He's not right. Something's horribly wrong with him.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. I love that. Bill, I can't thank you enough for you're. Hey, by the way, you're our first guest on Nightlight here.
Is that true?
Yes, you're my first guest. And
would you say that I'm the best guest you've ever had on the show?
It's not even close. I mean, come on. You're, you're the top 10. It's all Bill.
Well, thank you.
And Cakey, he was on there.
Cakey's up there too.
Cakey's up there too. But hey,
if you put on a clown cake, everyone will love you. You get to keep all the money.
To this day, Lois is hunting for Jeff Garland to kill him.
Where's my cake? Where's
my cake? So,
well, Pete, congrats on the show. I'm very happy for you. I know you've been wanting to do this a long time, and it can only be a success. I'm positive of that.
I want to talk. This is what I like to talk about. So I appreciate you coming on with me, Bill, and continued success. And I want more stories from you from stand-up. We didn't
Anytime.
Get to those. We'll do those next time, though. Thanks so much,
You got
Bill.
It.
Have a great
All
night.
All right, bye. Conrad, don't kill me in my sleep.
Don't worry, I won't.
I'll see what I can do. So that was Bill Leff. He's the host of Tune In With Me, and you can see that every morning on MeTV. Great show where they play archived cartoons. And we've got... we've got a lot of shows still, don't we, Conrad?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so I got to read a couple texts here, too. This is from Conrad. Hey, your dad texted, by the way. Your dad texted. You know that?
I did. I saw.
Okay. I would assume so, because you're the producer. So, of course, you can. So he texted Stephen Carl Kruger, favorite Christmas show, Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation, series show, It's a Wonderful Life. Everybody, text us. Let us know what your favorite, what the movies are, the Christmas movies are, you can't turn off. It's Pete Schwabba. It's Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the city where the official locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says it's expanding its ground offensive in Gaza, with the U.S. urging it to create no-strike zones. CBS's